USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has provided an update on the investigation surrounding the loaded cargo ship that plowed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse.
There's not much infrastructure that can take on that brunt level of force, so we have to be able to look into it, and all indications as of right now are showing that this was not terrorism nor any form of nefarious intent.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says her agents boarded that cargo ship that hit the Key Bridge to gather what she calls perishable evidence.
Our focus on scene is not to determine what happened, but to get everything we need, because once everything is cleared, we won't be able to get those things. So it's getting the evidence today.
The NTSB will be identifying who they want to interview based on the evidence retrieved today. Joe Lieberman, the former senator from Connecticut, has passed away at 82. Lieberman, who ran as the Democratic vice presidential nominee alongside Al Gore in 2000, died from complications from a fall in New York City. He served four terms in the U.S. Senate. He made history as the first Jewish candidate on a major party's national ticket. The White House has announced the rescheduling of a crucial meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the border remains suspended. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. Legal deliberations regarding the matter are expected to resume next week. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Donald Trump has extended a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race. Through a post on Truth Social, Trump labeled Kennedy as the most radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump expressed his anticipation that RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. An American journalist being held on espionage charges in Russia will be held in pretrial detention a little longer following a Russian court order. We get the latest from USA's Ryan Daniels.
It came down Monday, ordering Evan Gershkovich to remain in Moscow police custody pending trial. Gershkovich has insisted he was on a work trip as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. It is the fifth time his detention has been extended, according to the paper. Gershkovich is the first American journalist to be held in Russia for alleged espionage since the Cold War.
The NCAA unveiled plans Wednesday to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. It stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasized that the initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment. As the new California minimum wage approaches $20 per hour, major restaurants are preparing to adjust. Some plan to raise menu prices, shifting labor costs to consumers, while others will increase reliance on technology like fry robots and self-serve kiosks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.